It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Kreshap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaff.
Welcome to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Congratulations to Scottie Scheffler. He wins the FedEx Cup by winning the Tour Championship over the weekend. He won the Arnold Palmer Invitational, the Players' Championship, the Masters, the RBC Heritage, the Memorial, the Travelers, an Olympic gold medal, and the Tour Championship. He won $25 million over the weekend, but when you combine it all together, he won over $60 million on the PGA Tour this year. Scottie Scheffler, no doubt the number one player in the world right now. Coming up on this edition of From the Shortgrass, I sit down with former Razorback golfer Jack O'Keefe. More on him in a minute, but I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels, Matthew Allen and Blair Allen. They know how to manage hotel properties. When you need an overnight place to stay, go to their website, bphotels.com. We're back after this. Stay with us.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
This is Justin Akre. If you have hip or knee pain, it's time to see the experts at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. I've known Dr. Lowry Barnes for years, and he is a Hall of Fame surgeon who has operated on many Hall of Famers like Terry Bradshaw and Sidney Moncrief. He refers to Dr. Jeff Stambo and Dr. Ben Stronach as the best joint surgeons in Arkansas, and they all work at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Call 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674.
Traveling to Fayetteville to watch a game? Forgot to book a room for the night? Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group has you covered. Stay where the real fans stay. Staybridge Suites is just south of Baum Walker Stadium and is an all-suite hotel within walking distance of Baum Walker, Bud Walton, Bogle Park, and Razorback Stadium. Or you could stay at the Comfort Inn and Suites with the newly remodeled rooms throughout the entire property. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. When you need an overnight place to stay anywhere in Arkansas, check out bphotels.com first. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. At UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are dedicated to keeping you in the game, from sports injuries to joint replacement. They provide world-class care right here in Arkansas. Call 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. Former Arkansas Razorback Jack O'Keefe, outstanding junior golfer in the state of Arkansas, made it to the PGA Tour and then decided to get into the golfing business as a coach. You'll hear more about his journey right now. On the tee, Jack O'Keefe.
Jack, thanks for joining me on From the Shortgrass. Man, you're looking good. You look like you could go play on tour right now.
I wish. That was fun and many years ago, but a cool experience. And obviously, I tried to make it as far as I could in golf, and to get to the PGA Tour was really special, and wish I could have stayed out there a little bit longer, but wasn't meant to be, but it was a fun time in those years way back when.
Yeah. Do you remember the first time you picked up a golf club?
I do. Played at Hindman Park Golf Course. That's no longer open, but went out there and played, didn't really know the rules or anything, and just fell in love with it, and I was 14 at the time, so kind of late based on what kids do this day and age.
Was that your dad introduced you to the game, or who did?
I had a friend on my baseball team And he time and time again said, let's go play golf. And I was like, no, it's boring. It's slow. It's no fun. And but I finally went out there. And once I did, I was hooked.
So self-taught, or did you have a pro work with you?
Took my first golf lesson from Jeff Hamm out at Long Hills Golf Course and worked with him some, and then continued with Barry Howard, who was the assistant pro at Long Hills at the time, who's now been at Hot Springs Country Club for a few years. But and I still talk to Barry quite a bit and get to see Jeff Hamm every now and again.
What was it like taking lessons from those two?
It was good because they were focused on the basics, you know, fundamentals, you know, grip, stance, posture, alignment. And I had a really strong grip we didn't really mess with that because I had some success early on. But in college, I did have to change from a baseball grip, real strong 10-finger grip, to a overlap, my freshman year of college. So that was a big change, hitting a big hook to hitting a weak fade for a couple weeks, but then got it grooved out. So, but I knew I had to make that change in order to continue to improve as a player and have the chance to win in college and play professionally.
Yeah, you talk about college golf. We'll get there in a second. Let's go back to your junior golf. You pick it up at 14. How long before you started playing competitively? Did it come pretty quick?
Well, luckily we had Long Hills, and they had a junior program down there, probably 300 kids every week. You know, it was $1.50 to play 18 holes and $1 to play 9 holes, and really the $1.50 was good for all day. So, you know, I'd go out there in the morning, and, you know, the old saying, mom would drop me off at 8 in the morning, pick me up at 8 at night, and my parents were just very supportive of that, and Long Hills was a good place because there were other kids there, and then having Jeff and Barry there as well, you know, just were great role models for me and also provided a good place to be and surrounded around great people.
And then high school, you played in high school. You also played other sports.
Yeah, played a little baseball. Baseball was my main sport before golf, and continued baseball through 10th grade. And I was probably the worst player on the starting nine. I was decent enough to be starting second baseman, but was the weak link of the team. And then
they didn't bat you ninth, did they?
No, I was small and pretty quick, so I kind of led off or batted second, but played against Juju Harshaw, North Little Rock Northeast. He pitched some, and that was pretty intimidating there, but we had a lot of fun. But golf was just my main interest even then, and so I would leave the baseball game and run down the Long Hills and chip and putt for a couple hours or hit some balls or play nine. So it was a love affair from the beginning with golf, and just wanted to pursue it and see how good I could get.
And then, obviously, college, University of Arkansas. I mean, you were a Razorback.
Yep. I think every kid that grows up in Arkansas, you know, dreams of being a Razorback. And when I was playing basketball and I was 10 years old or baseball, you know, you're thinking, man, it'd be cool to play for the Razorbacks. And then all of a sudden, golf. And I had that chance and opportunity. And I'd do it all over again today if I could. It was a great place to go. We had a great program there, had a lot of good players. And facilities now are way different than when I was there. But, you know, we still worked hard and had what we needed when we were there.
I was going to say, yeah, you do it all over again. That's because the facilities are so much better now. What Mr. Tyson has done up there with the Blessings Golf Club and then the indoor facility, the practice range, I mean, it is unreal what they have up there.
It is. I mean, you know, they have no excuse other than, you know, you've got everything there at your beck and call. And the big thing is Coach McMakin's done an unbelievable job, you know, to be there that long to get to regionals and nationals year after year after year. It's hard, especially in golf, a sport where you only have 5 players. If your number one guy does not play and deliver, you're not going to make it to postseason or past regionals. And it's tough. And he's done a great job producing great players, kids that have gone on to play on tour, All-Americans, all the above. So he's done an incredible job.
Jack, when you were at Arkansas, that was a pretty stacked team, wasn't it?
We did. We had my first year, we had 2 guys make All-American. My second year, we had 2 guys make All-American. My third year, 3. And my fourth year, 3. So pretty strong. And,
yeah.
You know, the other guys that did make All-American, they were no slouches either. So we finished top 10 every year, but we never really played well at NCAAs. So it was just kind of funny. We just couldn't put all the pieces together. You know, a couple guys would play good, a couple guys would play bad. But I think we won about 10 or 11 tournaments my last 2 years. And then we had 3 different guys win multiple tournaments as well. So
I remember the Southwest Conference tournament out at Pleasant Valley.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Speaking of
1986
golf and mm-hmm. Winning as much as you guys did, and that was a tough tournament.
That was. I mean, Texas was always good. Houston off the glory days of Fred Couples and those guys. They still had a really good program. A&M was always pretty solid, and then TCU actually won that year at mm-hmm. Pleasant Valley, and Bill Woodley, the coach at TCU at the time, when Steve Loy left to go to Arizona State, Coach Broyles called up Bill Woodley, and Bill Woodley became the coach, and that's who coached me and a lot of other guys, and we had some good times there and had some great results.
When you went to Arkansas, obviously a kid growing up in the state, you said earlier, hey, look, you want to go to Arkansas. Was it everything you thought it would be?
It was. I mean, Coach Broyles was the athletic director at the time, and, every day it seemed like he was down at the golf coach's office, Coach Woodley's office, hey, got any tips on how to hit it farther or putt better or bunker shots? And I got to play quite a bit with Coach Broyles and actually Mike Dunaway some one summer when I was there in summer school. So
yeah.
It was neat, and Coach Broyles was a special person, and it was nice. He loved golf, but he also supported all the other smaller, nonprofit sports, so we – The swim team had good facilities with the Hyper Center. The baseball team, obviously developed into Baum Stadium. And then football, was football, but then he took care of all the small sports, tennis, everybody. So he had that vision, and facilities was it.
Obviously, with all the All-Americans up there, they're looking at PGA Tour. I mean, that's the goal. Was that the goal for you? Was that the plan for Jack O'Keefe to try and make it onto the PGA Tour?
It was. I felt that if I could win at the junior level, then win at the college level, win at the amateur level, high amateur level, win on the mini tours and keep progressing, then I could do that. And I kind of thought it was kind of a stair step. We all want to get out there as quick and fast as we can, but it took me a little while. I was 23 when I turned pro, and then I didn't get out on tour until 27. I was 27 years old. But I played over in Australia, which was a great experience. Played the mini tours for a couple years, and then played 1 year on the Nike Tour, which is now the Korn Ferry Tour, and finished 15th on the money list, which got me to final stage Q school, and then got my PGA Tour card there. So I did Q school 9 times. So
wow.
I know the listeners can't see it, but I've got a lot of gray hair right now. So 9 times at Q school and 4 kids and a wonderful wife, golf has blessed me in so many ways.
I was going to say, Q school and 4 kids might give you all of the gray hair.
It has, yeah. I'm glad I still have a little bit left, but it's been fun. Just moved back to the Little Rock area a couple months ago, end of May, and to see a lot of the guys that I played with and against over the years. Been a lot of fun to kind of rekindle those relationships and have a little bit of a reunion with them.
So when you were on playing down in Australia, away from home, did you ever think, am I doing the right thing?
I did. I mean, it was great training. I mean, I'm playing some co-sanctioned events with the European Tour, so the Australian Tour and the European Tour co-sanctioned a few events, and Freddie Couples, Vijay Singh, Colin Montgomery, Nick Faldo, Darren Clark, Lee Westwood, they're all coming down there to play.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great competition, and really that was a big step for me. I was Rookie of the Year down there in 1994. Then 95, I go and play the Hooters Tour, Player of the Year on that tour, get my Nike card, finish 15th, then get on the PGA Tour. Everything's going great, and then just kind of stumbled a little bit on the PGA Tour. I didn't drive it as well, and then didn't score as well. Just everything. The courses are a little longer, a little tougher. Competition's better, and my game was probably just good enough to get to the PGA Tour, but would have liked to have had another year or two out there to see if I could have, maybe lasted a little bit longer. But it was a fun ride.
I get asked, Jack, a lot of times, what's the difference in a good amateur player and getting to a professional? In your mind, I mean, because you've mm-hmm. been both.
Yeah.
What is the difference?
I think it's 3 things. I think drive it, wedge it, putt it. Those are the 3 things that you have to do. Obviously, course management, is different nowadays than it used to be. I was taught in my generation to hit it straight. This generation and a few before have been taught to hit it far. And so I kind of, when I try to hit it far, it doesn't go straight, so I gotta stick to straight. But inside 150, with wedges and that is critical for all these kids and good players nowadays. And then putting, obviously, but you know, you can see with the driver how big of an advantage it is for Scottie Scheffler and Rory. When Rory's on with the driver, he almost automatically wins. And that's kind of how Tiger was. You know, he didn't maybe drive it the straightest, but when he was hitting it well enough with the driver, he dominated because his irons were so good. I mean, the one year in 2000 and 2001, you know, he leads the tour in greens and reg at 14 greens around, and then he leads the tour in up and down percentage at 75%. It's hard to lose doing that.
The up and downs is what gets me, because if you can do that, you're going to shave a lot of strokes off your score at the end, aren't you?
Definitely. And Scottie Scheffler, I mean, he's the best player right now by far. Schauffele maybe is a close second, but two things that stick out to me with both those guys, Scheffler and Schauffele. Scheffler probably chips it better than anybody on tour. I mean, he chips it to a foot or two most of the time. And then Schauffele, when he won, I think it was the final round of the British, I think the longest par putt he had was 3 feet. You know, so not much pressure when you can chip it.
I would
it.
Be giving you those putts.
Yeah, yeah. I'd take them, too. I'd take them.
Nowadays.
Yeah, but they hit it, they chip it and roll it so close that there's no stress on making 4 to 6 footers all the time. And not everybody can do that, even the pros. You know, and the results or the strokes gained show that. You know, a pro from 8 feet is 50-50. And even, you know, from 4 feet, they're probably 80%, but they're still going to miss some of those.
Right. They got to make the majority of them, though.
Mm-hmm, they do.
When you got off of the PGA Tour, what was next? What were you thinking, okay, what am I going to do now?
That's a great question. I after Q school, a few years after being on the PGA Tour, I played the mini tours for a few more years. And then I told my wife, I said, I'm done. She's like, what are you going to do? And I said, I don't know. And here I've got one child and another one on the way. And
she's like, you got to work somewhere.
And she worked in television and such. But she was ready to be home with the kids, and we wanted that as well. And so Barry Howard was lucky enough to take a chance on me at Hot Springs Country Club to help him in the golf shop there with running the golf shop, giving lessons, running tournaments. So did that for about 3.5 years. And then got into college golf coaching and started out at UCA there in Conway, and great place and wonderful folks there, and got my feet wet there nicely for 4 years as the assistant coach, and then went to Ole Miss as the assistant coach there. Actually took a pay cut from UCA to Ole Miss, but had to do that for the resume builder.
Hard to believe that you would take a pay cut going from UCA to a Power 5 SEC school in Ole Miss.
Right. Well, just assistant coaches back then were not as glorified as they are now.
You know, did your wife say, Jack, what are you doing?
No, she knew we had to do that, but I had to give some golf lessons on the side and do some other things. So it was a challenge, and you know, we had 4 kids at that time. So you know, we had to watch our pennies, as you say. But you know, great experiences there. You know, being with you know, a top tier program and a top conference. You got to see how it really was. And then always wanted to be a head coach, and finally got the calling there with Augusta State University, which became Augusta University. And, had good fortunes there of getting to play Augusta National numerous times. And then our team got to play there once a year and got to go to the Masters every year too. So pretty cool.
Not a bad place to be. I'm sure you could recruit to that place.
It was fun, and that was the number one question all those kids asked. You know, do you get to play Augusta National? And we did. Yep, we got to play it once a year. So pretty good experience, and great opportunity as the head coach there to get to have that privilege.
Some might say that Augusta State or Augusta University is famous for Patrick Reed being on the team. I say it's famous because it had Jack O'Keefe as its head coach at one time.
No, I don't know about that. There's a lot of great history there at Augusta State and Augusta University, and before that, Augusta College. And it's a special place, you know, being there in what I call the golf capital of really the world, but definitely of America. You know, British Open folks or the Open Championship folks would maybe argue, but golf kind of gets put on the map with Augusta as well, especially in the U.S. But being there was just, you know, something that you can't really describe, because the whole world of golf revolves around that place 1 week out of the year. And to live there and be there, we've rented our house out. That was pretty neat to do that. And had Max Homa stay 1 year, which was nice of him to sign some golf balls and hats for the kids and that
cool.
too. And then, but you know, we had John Rahm at the practice facility 1 year. Just a lot of fun, great experience. Golf number one there. So that was the best thing about that.
So you rent your house out. So then where do you go stay while you're renting your house out?
Stay with friends, sleep on a couch, you know, whatever, because that's good money, you know, and that helped.
Did you keep the house? I would imagine that you could rent that for the rest of the time and then, hey, make all your hay during tournament week.
Right, right. Well, if you had tickets to go with the house rental, then you're set. We just had the house rental. So we got paid nicely, but if we'd had some tickets to go with that, it would have been very, very nice.
Jack, is the drive down Magnolia Lane as good as what people say it is and how they describe it?
It is. It's very special. It's you know you're going on the same hallowed grounds as Bobby Jones and Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, you know, Tiger Woods, and to be able to just go in some of the places where they've been and to see it up close and, you know, get to touch a locker room locker and to get to go up in the crow's nest and eat there in the dining room and see all the memorabilia and stuff too. It's crazy, really neat.
And now you're with Simmons Bank and you're here in Little Rock. They've got a big golf tournament coming up. A little birdie told me that because of the way your kids are playing, that they're playing so well that you might have a little bit of an itch to maybe try and get on the PGA Tour Champions sometime soon?
No, I wish. I wish.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No. I did get my amateur status back, so I'm going to try and play a little bit in Arkansas when work allows and when the kids' golf schedule allows. So hopefully I can do that. I'll be 55 in September, so kind of eyeing the senior amateur. I have to qualify for that, but kind of eyeing that to possibly kind of highlight my summer or end of summer, but you know, try and play a few events here and there if I can. And my boys played in the state amateur last year, this past summer up in Jonesboro. They didn't play very well, but then they've played well in some of the junior tournaments, so it's been fun to watch them. And that's where my premise is to get them where they need to be and all that, and then I'll kind of play second fiddle or third fiddle behind them.
They have the potential, don't they?
They do. They do. They love it, and the credit goes to them for working hard. I try to steer and point them in the right direction, but they're out there every day, all day. So they love it, and they want to play in college, and hopefully they'll have that opportunity to play somewhere where they're going to be able to better themselves.
Talked about the senior am. I mean, if you were able to win that, I mean, the state of Arkansas has some decorated players on that trophy.
We have the Lee brothers that have done some amazing things over the years, and then to be able to do that, you know, when they were playing in state ams and that in Arkansas, and then to be able to win both of them, to win a USGA senior amateur championship, pretty special. You know, I know that a lot of people don't realize that, know that, or understand that, but it's pretty impressive to be able to put your name on those trophies like those.
Yeah, it is, no doubt. And if you get out there and you get in some ASGA events, I mean, Wes McNulty, Chris Jenkins, Gordy McEwen, Stan Payne, I mean, the list goes, Joey Nichols.
Yep.
I mean, there are a lot of the old guys that, hey, I'm just a little bit younger than you guys, but I remember I want to be like them one day.
Yeah, yeah. It's been, I roomed with Wes McNulty a couple of years at Arkansas.
Oh,
and,
boy.
That guy is such a good athlete, you know, an amazing baseball player as well growing up. But, I mean, just strong ball striker, tremendous knowledge of the golf swing.
Did he tinker with his golf swing back then in college in the dorm room like he does now after every shot?
We had a mirror that was in our kitchen area that hit our washer and dryer, and he was always making back swings and doing that. How's this look? How's that look and stuff? And he just always was into that. And
you're over there trying to study, and he's like,
Wes. I wish I was studying. I needed to do a better job of studying, but no, Wes was and still is a tremendous player, and it's really impressive to see what he's done over the years, and really fantastic to see his son playing so well. Both of them winning the match play. I think they're both leading the Player of the Year standings too, so pretty special, you know, in Arkansas to have that, but to have a family that can, you know, show that they can play golf for generations to come is really special too.
They're pretty good players and a great family. You're right about that. Best golf course Jack O'Keefe has ever played. And I have to 86 Augusta National because you got to play it so many times.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I would say Augusta, but since you nixed that for me, I'd say it's kind of a tie between Royal Melbourne in Australia, which mm-hmm. they played some President's Cups on and stuff, and mm-hmm. old Alistair McKenzie design, and then Oakland Hills. I played the 1996 U.S. Open at Oakland Hills, and that was pretty cool, pretty special. I got to play with Tom Lehman in the third round, made the cut, was in about 15th place after two rounds, five shots off the lead. Payne Stewart was leading at 2 under, and mm-hmm. I was 3 over. And then
What happened?
I did not have a good weekend. I had 76-76 on the weekend.
But you made the cut.
I did. But Tom Lehman shot 65 on Saturday to tie Ben Hogan's course record.
Wow, and you got to witness
that. I got to watch it, you know, just the two of us playing. And he later won the British Open that summer. So he finished second in the U.S. Open and then won the British Open a month later. But
USGA, they roll out the red carpet, don't they?
It's so neat. I've gotten to play in the U.S. Junior Amateur, three U.S. Amateurs, three U.S. Amateur Public Links, and then a U.S. Open. So all of them, wonderful venues, fantastic tournaments. I mean, they run them as good as anybody.
Yep. Fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three others that you would like to play a round of golf with, who would they be?
Well, selfishly, I'd say my three sons, which I get to do quite a bit. So that would be number one. I'd love to play with Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, and Ben Hogan. I think three of the best in the game.
Yeah.
I hadn't played with Tiger. I've played in tournaments when Tiger played. 97 was the year I had my tour card, and that was Tiger's year that he won the Masters and kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Hello, world.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So I have a lot of respect for Tiger as well. And I really enjoy, you know, watching the younger guys nowadays, too, because a lot of these kids I saw play in college and up close and personal. You know, Colin Morikawa, Scheffler, you know, got to see them play in person. John Rahm, you know.
Okay, I have to ask, how did you let Scotty Scheffler go to Texas when you could have gotten him to Augusta State?
You know, Georgia was really, really after him, and I don't think he wanted to go that far from home.
I think
his sister went to A&M maybe, but Texas, you know, that big orange. I just can't root for Texas. I'm sorry, you know, being a Razorback. Funny story, Ralph Bradbury, when he was playing at Pleasant Valley, and Ralph played on the baseball team up there at Arkansas, and I was teeing off on number 15 at Pleasant Valley. I was probably, I guess, in college. So late 80s, early 90s, and I teed up on 15 with a orange tee because we just had the multi-pack color pack. And Ralph Bradbury took the ball off the tee, picked up the tee, and threw it in the woods. He says, "We don't use orange tees here." And since that day, I've never used an orange tee either. So Mr. Bradbury was pretty neat and explained it pretty well. So, but yeah, we've grown up in Arkansas to not like Texas. So
I use white tees all the time.
Yeah, I'm with
maybe
you.
Brown every now and then. But yeah, no orange.
It's got to be wooden too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jack, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it. Good to catch up.
Trey, thank you. Appreciate you.
Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group is the leader in the state in managing hotel properties. From El Dorado to Jonesboro to Fayetteville to Kansas City and back home in Little Rock, you will find a Beachwood Pinnacle managed hotel property. Are you looking for a weekend staycation? Book the Hilton Garden Inn located on Rock Street and enjoy the Agassiz 7 rooftop bar with fantastic views of the Little Rock skyline. Open Sunday through Thursday evenings from 4 to 11 and Friday and Saturday from 5 to midnight. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When you think about total joint replacement, you should think of the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. This great new facility has the three best total joint surgeons in the state with Lowry Barnes, Jeff Stambo, and Ben Stronach. Why would you consider going anywhere else? Folks come to UAMS Health from around the country to have their joints replaced. You should too. Call 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
That's all the time we have for this edition of From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. As always, thanks for listening. If you missed any of our episodes, you can find them wherever you get your podcast, even on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the short grass.
You have been listening to From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.